So what we're going to do is we're going to select text. And let's talk about selecting text for a second. On a regular PC, the way that we are trained to select text is by pressing Shift, Control, and arrow keys, or Shift arrow keys to select characters at a time. Now, you can do this, but it can be a little cumbersome to do it. So what both screen readers do, JAWS and NVDA, is they have specific commands to basically put a mark at the beginning of what you want to select. Then you can get to the end however you see fit. So you can put a marker at the beginning of the text, and then you can arrow down, arrow left, arrow right without doing any shift control nonsense. You can press find to find a specific word if you want to end your selection at a specific word. There's nothing to say that you can't do that. But what we normally do is we do shift arrow keys or control shift arrow keys. But again, both screen readers have a facility to place a marker, move to the end of the text, and then place another marker, and then the screen reader will actually select the text. On a tablet, it's less cumbersome to do it that way than it is to do shift, control, right arrow, shift, control, right arrow, shift, control, right arrow. Because on the inside one, you'd have to do C0, S0, and then 906 just to select the next word. If you only want one word, that's a thing. But let's say you want 10 words or 15 words. That's going to be a little repetitive and a little awkward to do.
Or let's say you have an entire paragraph that somehow got centered and you need to left align it. You're thinking, oh no, how is this going to work? You can go to the beginning, make sure your cursor is directly to the left of the first character that you want to select, and then hit your selection marker, which again differs between screen readers. We're going to show you. Go to the end of what you want to select. Make sure your cursor is directly after the last character you want to select, and then hit your end selection marker, and you have selected that text, and then you can do whatever you need to do to it.
So on the inside one, they've built in commands for NVDA to start the selection of text and end the selection of text. And those are 90G to start the selection, and then the lower G, which would be dots 2, 3, 5, 6 with 90 to end the selection. Now, JAWS does a little bit differently. JAWS, you would do Control Windows K to put your marker at the beginning of what you want to select. Then you go to the end of the selection, and then you would press Insert Space, and then you would press the letter M. So Control Windows K to start the marker, Insert Space together to go into their multi-layered commands structure, and then you would press the letter M to end the selection. And both screen readers will read the selected text to you.
So let's show you. Find something in there you want to select.
I'm going to select my name.
Base. C.
So I'm on the C of Chris, and NVDA is smart enough to expand so it no longer has the CH symbol. It actually has CHRIS. So I'm going to start the selection.
Start marked.
And it says start marked. Now I'm going to use my right arrow key.
H-R-I-S dot.
I want to select the dot, so I want to be after the dot.
Carriage return.
Now I'm going to do the low G command.
Chris selected.
So it said Chris selected. Now I can do anything I want with this. I can delete it. I can bold it. I could underline it. I could change its color. I could do anything I want with it.
So what do you want to do? You want to bold it?
Let's bold it. I do want to bold it because I'm okay. Important too. So now I'm going to press Control C with 0.
CTRL pressed.
And then the letter B. Now you don't hear anything and you don't see anything on the braille, but what you do see actually is the word Chris, and it is underlined with dots 7 and 8. So you actually see the text that you have selected as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the left arrow key to deselect the text.
C, Chris unselected.
And now I'm going to use an NVDA command, insert F or NVDA F, to read the format so that I can see if this actually did work. So we're going to press 0N.
Dot pressed.
And then I'm going to press F.
Calibri 11.0. Default color on default color bold align left.
You could have also pressed 90I for insert and then F.
Correct. Either way would have worked.
But that tells you that where he's currently in the text is, in fact, bold, which is what we want to see.
Right. So if I go to the left.
Space. S.
I'm on the S of is. Now, if I do that command again.
Dot pressed. Calibri 11.0 point default color on default color align left.
There is no bold. We're just left aligned.
Right.
So once you select your text, you have the ability to do whatever you want with it. The question you may be having, though, is how do I know what I can do? Well, before we leave chart, let's take you on a little spin through the menu.